Right now, we're going to go out to the SDCCU fan hotline and be joined by a gentleman that has spent the majority of his adult life working on athletes here in San Diego, former team doctor of the San Diego Chargers, Dr. David Chow, nice enough to join us this morning. And Dr. Chow, thanks for the time. And I know you saw the play yesterday, and I thought maybe at first maybe he blew out his groin.
Yeah, there could be some worry about that, but obviously that straddle stretch was something that 99% of the world can't do unless you're like a teenage gymnast or something like that, and that obviously would be quite a stretch. Heck, if I did that, I'd be broken about 17 different places. The video is pretty telling, but in terms of the injury itself and the way that it looked, I'm very hopeful. Now, of course, Coach, I haven't examined him. I'm not saying that I had, and if I had examined him, I wouldn't be able to talk about it. So this is, I would call, insider knowledge, not insider information. But based on how he was injured, I think the mechanism of the injury actually looks worse and is one where most viewers, if they see it, go, oh, that hurts me to think about that. But actually, I don't think it's that bad in terms of structural. I'd be surprised if he ended up on a disabled list for an extended period of time. I think it's more of a stretch / hamstring injury overstretch rather than a tear. And typically when you get the worst hamstring tears, there are certain positions that you're in or you're running to accelerate or decelerate and it's more sudden. And that's more likely to cause the higher grade hamstring injury. So fingers crossed there.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, today, normally after you have an injury like he suffered yesterday, today it's going to be probably swollen a little bit and stiff and sore. Is that to be expected?
Well, you know, you hope it doesn't happen, but that is the worry. And there's no question that even if I examined a player, let's say a Charger player on Sunday, it's most telling what you see on Monday, because that second data point gives you the direction that the injury is going. It's like, you know, if you have a stock price that's $100 and what is it next week, right? It gives you a direction and trajectory of where it's going. When you just have one point, it's hard to tell which way it's going. So the exam today is going to be important in terms of plotting out when he will be able to get back to playing, et cetera.
Dr. David Chow joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Doctor, tell me a little bit about what he will go through today and in the coming days before he gets back on the field rehab-wise.
Well, it depends on how bad the injury is, right? And if he actually has fibers that are torn, there may be a quiet period where they rest him. If there's no real structural damage, I think they're going to move off of how he feels. Obviously, they had it wrapped and rested overnight and anti-inflammatories, et cetera. And a big part of this actually is going to be the athletic trainer hands-on rather than the doctor, because I don't see this as being overly significant. And hopefully I'm right on that for his sake.
You know, as far as hamstring injuries, and we're hoping that this is a very minor hamstring issue, but when an athlete does blow out his hamstring, does it ever really come back fully 100% again?
It should. It absolutely should. And, you know, we're not talking the typical hamstring injury here for Tatis. I don't see, based on this one injury, that this is going to be something that's chronic per se, because I don't think it's the classic type. But I think what you're referring to, Coach, is hamstrings that reoccur because, let's say, they're just wired too tight. That's something that can be fixed with rehab over time. Mm-hmm. And the old scar tissue. There's no question what you're referring to is that if you tear a muscle, when it heals, it does heal with scar tissue. So you need to make that scar tissue pliable. Otherwise, you might have recurrent setbacks. And I'm quite sure the Padres medical staff are going to be on top of that without any issue. And one thing of note, I noted after I tweeted about Tatis that Kevin Acey, who obviously is on everything with the Padres and on point, he's the one who broke the trade, the signing of Manny Machado, et cetera. He says, two sources say that they don't think this is long-term and there's a chance for a very short recovery. So that's always good for me to hear that there's a confirmation or pseudo-confirmation anyways.
What do you think the time frame would be? We've been kind of discussing a little bit here this morning on the morning show, and you know, I said, you know, if he could get back in there by Wednesday, great, but if you don't play him Wednesday, I wouldn't play him Thursday. I'd just wait till Friday and let him have that extra time and get ready for the Dodgers Friday night.
Well, you know, I have to admit that I'm not up on the schedules like you are and the details. I try and do off-season from football for family life. It was a Cub Scout camping weekend and then a girls, 20 girls over at the house for my other twin daughter, six-year-old, from the son and the daughter. So it was a Boy Scout, Girl Scout weekend. But in terms of the fact that we're speaking about days and not weeks and certainly not months, that's the good thing. I think if you put up that video and you did a fan poll initially, says, what do you think? Is this months, weeks, or days? I think months probably would have won because it looked really bad. But the fact that we're in the days range, I think it's all a victory, and there's no reason to rush him. When he's ready, he's ready. Whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever the team says, I think that is taken as the good news.
We're visiting with Dr. David Chow. You can follow him at Pro Football Doc, again, at Pro Football Doc. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Tommy John surgery. You know, in baseball, they talk about it all the time, and I don't know if the fans truly understand what it is. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, Tommy John surgery, it's funny how the name is. It's a tear or injury to the ulnar collateral ligament. So the ligament on the side, the inside of the elbow, and it can get overstretched, overstressed with pitching. And probably the one thing people don't realize is if you're not a throwing athlete and that's not on your dominant side, you don't need an ulnar collateral ligament or Tommy John surgery to be able to play. I can't say who, but there are a good number of NFL players that I've treated with ulnar collateral ligament tears that have not had surgery. And one I can talk about is Richard Sherman after that Super Bowl a few years ago. There was talk about his ulnar collateral and surgery. Said, no, he's not going to need it because he's not a throwing athlete. So that's when you need it is when you throw. And one fun anecdote for you, it's funny how The name has been all Tommy John. I had a patient a couple weeks ago, and I said, yeah, unfortunately, I think you're going to need the surgery because we've tried everything else. And he said to me, Dr. Chow, no disrespect, but should I go and have Dr. John perform this surgery? And I said, Dr. John? He's like, Tommy John, this great pitcher, and I tried to go on and explain to him. And then I realized this kid was 18 years old, and he wasn't even close to being born when Tommy John was pitching. rightfully, he didn't really know.
Now, that's good stuff right there. We're visiting with Dr. David Chow this morning on our SDCCU fan hotline. Final question. There's a young man in the Padre organization by the name of Anderson Espinoza, and he hurt his arm back in 2016. He had Tommy John surgery. It's taken him an inordinate amount of time to get back. He was back throwing a little bit in spring training, and just a week or so ago, they said he had to undergo Tommy John surgery again. How often does that happen when a guy will have one Tommy John surgery and it won't take and he'll have to go in and have it again?
Well, you hope never to have that happen, but Tommy John surgeries are not necessarily straightforward, kind of like ACL surgeries. A lot of times you hear, well, ACL's you're going to be back and fine, no big deal, and you hear that about Tommy John. But that's if everything goes smoothly. And when something doesn't happen exactly the way that it should, then you get into more problems. And yeah, indeed, to really rehab from Tommy John, it's like a good year if you're a pitcher or a throwing athlete. But for hitting, much quicker. That's why the Shohei Ohtani stuff with his being able to hit much sooner than actually throw and pitch.
I'm hoping he gets back. Ohtani's been working out up there. He won't pitch this year. He is throwing and working out, and he's taking a lot of live batting practice. I'm hoping he gets back on the diamond here real soon. He was one of the great stories in 2018 in Major League Baseball. Dr. Chow, thank you so much. We'll look forward to doing this again, and thanks for the great input this morning.
Thank you, Coach.
There you go, Dr. David Chow joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. And by the way, you can nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking, it's a better.